This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Vampiric Mists.
There's a monster in my podcast.
AKA the Crimson Mist.
Second verse, exactly the same as the first.
The Crimson Mist that provides death. No.
No.
Not the Crimson Death.
Yeah, so it's like the Crimson Myth. Yes, it's not the Mask of the Red Death. It's like the Crimson Mist, except what if there were more fiddly mechanics about when this thing starves and if it had multiple different meters for HP?
Yeah, do you want to have to keep track of two different HP meters, which is fully like two paragraphs of this thing? Really, really boring. you said something that reminded me of something, and this I can't talk about too much, but just because we're gonna be a little bit hard up in Mist Week,
mm-hmm.
Is that I found a Ravenloft supplement that is based on Mask of the Red Death.
What?
At a thrift store and bought it.
Okay.
I haven't read it yet, but that's cool, right? That's pretty rad.
Yeah, that seems like it would be, oh gosh, just like any party could become a Mask of the Red Death if the mist comes down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm way into it. Part of me, like next time I run something, like I'm kind of leaning towards Ravenloft because I'm slowly acquiring pretty cool Ravenloft supplements.
Nice.
And maybe, you know, depending on what we do for Patreon, if we end up doing some kind of tabletop thing, I might try doing it for that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a fun idea because Ravenloft is good.
Yep. I like Ravenloft.
Despite the fact that it has too many mists.
Yeah, way too many mists. And also a couple too many lycanthropes. In fact, a lot of the bummer stuff that we've seen has come from Ravenloft.
However, like, don't worry, mommy's just around the corner.
So we can't give them death. This has actually been a very fun session. Like Ravenloft seems amazing for like one-off campaigns. It's like, hey, this is going to be this particular flavor because you're going to walk through this thinny and you're going to come out in the carnival. Right.
Yeah.
Like it is just a couple of different, it's kind of made for miniseries almost.
Yeah. And the things that they've actually had in Ravenloft that lend themselves to like longer running campaigns are very cool too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're not really made for that, but like there are a lot of weird things that can happen. Like there's that that town where the longer you live there, the more you start thinking that you've always lived there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and yeah, it's really cool. Like there's a couple really neat, you know, long term gambits.
Yeah.
In Ravenloft. That I think would be really fun to fuck with,
mm-hmm.
Including setting up a tournament so only one mist can remain. So if I were going to do that, I would be like, okay, I'm going to gather up all the vampire mists, all the red deaths, and just be like, listen, I'm only remembering one of you.
And by gather them up, you mean turn on your dehumidifier.
I mean, get the vacuum from Luigi's Mansion and just go on that quest to just gather them all up.
And of course.
And then just like, who gets to succeed? who's gonna get a place in the new monsters manual that like I'm editing?
Yeah, it's gonna be the Butterfield manual. Yeah.
So if you had to choose between these two mists, which one did you choose?
I think I'm gonna go with the vampiric mist, actually.
Yeah. I don't like the fiddly rules. I just like that it's not, the other one is a vampire like mist.
Yes.
Like it's pretty annoying. It's like this is a Sprite flavored cola versus this is a Sprite.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. This is the Sierra Mist. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
mad at myself for not coming up with that joke, because
no,
it's so much
fine.
Better than Sprite for like what I was going for.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So I'm gonna pick this one if only for this sentence. I wanna know if you have this one highlighted or pointed out. Extra blood is simply dumped on the ground.
Like, you know, that actually happens in the last one too. I was saving it for this, but this is like the two sessions where like, if you like blood falling,
yep.
You get, because in the last one, it's like when they die, the blood just falls to the ground in a gruesome shower.
Oh yeah.
Of blood. And this one, they can just, even if they're full, if they're like hung, you know, they're full boys.
Yeah.
They can keep like sport drinking.
Yeah. In order, and like to weaken you because you're a threat.
It's like like when you're a ghost and you eat a sandwich and it just keeps falling through your body.
Oh yeah,
you know,
maddening.
Or if you're that Civil War soldier that has that hole in his stomach, you know, that guy.
Yeah, that is the sole detail that I really like. Is just like, oh, extra blood is simply dumped on the ground.
Yeah,
it's just it's weird. Like no animals hunt vampiric mist deliberately, though sturges, leeches, and other bloodsuckers are sometimes drawn fatally to their smell.
What does fatally mean in that context? Is this thing taking its time to kill a fucking leech?
I think that this thing takes all
creature
comers.
Of the night.
This thing takes all comers re-blood where it can get it.
Yeah. I didn't really realize that leeches have blood, but of course they do.
Yeah. What do you think they're doing on you, buddy?
I know that they drink the blood, but I was thinking of them having their own independent blood seemed weird.
Oh,
to me.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a hungry tick, and it's like, it's got blood in it already.
Yeah. A tick has like weird non-differentiated, like lymph fluid that sloshes around and gives it nutrients.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And then the blood, they just process and eat like food. But for them, blood was like weird, like tick lymph.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like, and then they would actually get my blood, and that was like a fun treat.
Yeah. I forget. Did I make this up, or am I thinking of it from something else? A vampire picking ticks off of people after they come back from a field, and eating them like candy.
I don't know what that is. I haven't seen that. Like, Benicula doesn't do it, so I don't know.
That's your only.
Yeah, that's my vampire. Right.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.